You're listening to the StudyClicks podcast, your number one source for junior cycle and leaving certificate tips and advice. Hello and welcome back. I am Luke.
I'm Andy.
And I'm Erin.
And today we will be having a discussion about coping with failure and feeling disappointed in your exam performance. But before we do that, I thought I would let you guys know about Irish Boost, which is brand new to our site. So Living Cert Irish can be tough, but StudyClicks Irish Boost makes it a bit easier. With over 140 exam-focused video lessons covering grammar, essay writing and oral prep, along with 300 plus interactive exercises to sharpen your skills. It's everything you need to feel confident heading into paper one and two. And for podcast listeners, which is you, here's €10 off. Just use podcast 10 at the checkout. Go to studyclicks.ie and get the extra help you need before the Leaving Cert. So getting on with the episode, today we are having a discussion about coping with failure and feeling disappointed in your exams, which is, I think, a thing that absolutely everybody can relate to. Unless maybe Andy and Erin, like, you've never failed anything in your life.
Nailed, I don't it. Know. Been there.
Happens.
Yeah. Happens the best of us. Well, like, I find, like, it kind of depends, I think. The, like, different levels of disappointment and feeling like you've failed kind of depends on this, like, the level of importance of the exam you've just taken. Obviously, like, you're obviously going to feel more disappointed in yourself if you, like, fail an end of year test than if you fail just, like, a class test. And sometimes I think as well, it's important to note that failure isn't the same for everybody. So, like,
absolutely.
You know, what's somebody who gets like 80% in something, they could feel like they've, like, you know, failed themselves or failed at least at the standard. That sounds pretty insane to say out loud, but like it does, because maybe they have like put in an insane amount of work. I don't know, Erin, for yourself, like, did you find when you were in school that like you held yourself to a higher standard and then found yourself when you didn't do as well, feeling like you had failed, even though in reality you had a great result?
Yeah, that happened to me a lot. Like, I definitely think I put a lot of pressure on myself when I was in school to do really well. Like, I kind of, you know, generally throughout school I did quite well, and then actually in, I think it was really the mocks that kind of, like, I don't want to say humbled me, but like, you know, it's kind of, it's normal, because it's like it's the first kind of time you're actually doing a state exam of sorts. So like, I got, like, I don't know, like, music was one of my best subjects in school, and like I got like my lowest result I'd like ever gotten in that mock, and I was like so disappointed. It wasn't like I didn't fail the exam, just about, but like I still just felt myself like so disappointed, because it wasn't what I was expecting at all. Like, I thought it had actually gone quite well, and then I got it back, and you know, it was kind of hard to get over, but like, it's, you know, it wasn't that important obviously at the end of the day, and it was just kind of me holding myself to that standard.
Yeah, I find, like, kind of similar with myself, except I was, like, greatly humbled. I think it was my junior cert mocks. I thought I was, like, class at French, and then I, like, legitimately passed my French exam by 1%, and I think it was, like, the examiner feeling bad. Like, my French mock, that is. I thought it was the examiner just feeling bad for me. But then, like, in other subjects, I got, like, say, maybe 60%, and, like, actually jumped for joy, clicked my heels and ran around the place because I was so happy. It really does depend on the subject. And I feel like that's something people should take into account when they're feeling disappointed and when they're feeling let down. You think to yourself, well, if I got this grade in anything else, would I be happy? Then yes, then maybe I shouldn't feel so bad about it.
Yeah, I also feel like the more you do, like when you start in school, I don't know, for me, I worked really hard for tests and stuff, like for flipping religion or something. Like, I'd study for my first year religion, like Christmas exam, I would have studied crazy and then got like 95, I think. And then as you slowly go through school, I feel like as you get to like, especially when you start fifth year, there's so much in stuff like maths and Irish. And when you start off, it all kind of seems manageable because it's like a topic or two. And then you might get 80 or 70 or whatever. And then the more stuff you do and the more that's added, you're naturally, most people are probably going to fall down a little bit just because there's so much to do. And it seems like you're getting to slowly worse, but there's just more and more content to cover, and it's harder and harder to study it all, I think. So then, like, by the time you get to the Leaving Cert, you just have quite a lot. So maybe you started off getting 80s and 90s and you're like getting 70s and 60s and you feel like you've gotten worse, but it might just be that the workload's bigger and tougher, I think, as well. You have to keep that in mind.
Yeah, kind of. I think the kind of main point there is like, stop trying to like compare yourself to A, how you're doing in other subjects,
and other
B,
people.
How your classmates are doing, exactly, other people, or how you've done in the past. Like you said, I got 95% in my junior cert religion first year exam and now I'm gutted because I didn't get 95% in like my leaving cert higher level English exam. You know, it is kind of all about like keeping it relative to the situation. And one of the main reasons we're kind of having this chat now and the reasons this podcast is going out now is because a lot of people have just finished their mocks. And something I wanted to touch on was the feeling of failure before knowing whether you've actually failed or not. Like that kind of like you leave an exam and you have that gut-wrenching feeling that you've just absolutely butchered it. Once again, something everyone's experienced. How do you go about how do you guys personally go about controlling that feeling and trying to put that out of your mind before you actually know what your grade is? You know, like, because it can be overwhelming. Like you genuinely can feel like you've just been told you've failed when really you've just came out of the exam.
I think that's definitely happened to me before. Like I remember with my maths paper one mock, like bawling my eyes out through the whole exam. Like I convinced myself that I just didn't know a single thing on it and that I failed, and I came out of the exam and like genuinely was like, I'm not able for this. Convinced myself that I failed and then got my paper back and I didn't. And I think like, I don't know, especially with a subject like maths, like it's so easy to kind of worry yourself about it and convince yourself that you've just completely bottled it. But like so many of the marks in maths go for attempts and for like your workings. And that's something that I kind of didn't realize at the time. Like I remember looking back at my workings and there were so many things that I just like didn't give an answer to, but I still got the majority of the marks. And because I didn't like know that. And I think that also comes with like the lack of experience you have doing exams. Like you don't realize those things until you actually do them. And that's why I kind of worried myself so much about it. But I think honestly, yeah, it's just a case of like becoming more familiar with what's required of you. And you know, it can obviously seem really daunting at first and really kind of humbling, I suppose, but just, you know, like it is what it is and you can't really change the outcome. And a lot of the time it does turn out better than you expect it to.
Yeah, and I find that's like a sentiment a lot of people have. It's a sentiment that I kind of like don't, like I agree, like it is kind of whatever happened in there happened and like there's nothing you can do to change it, and like maybe it wasn't as bad as you think, but like sometimes it just is as bad as you think. Like sometimes like you leave an exam and you think, well, I absolutely butchered every single question in that and there's no possible way I'll pass. And like sometimes it can kind of be comforting to kind of accept that before you even get the result and to just kind of put that in its own little box, be like, well, that can never happen again, and kind of set that aside in your brain. Like I know that's happened to me on multiple occasions, again, like usually not with bigger exams because there is a little bit more kind of push and pull with big exams. So when you leave something like a mock, like a junior cert or even cert mock or the actual exam, when you leave that and you think, oh God, I probably failed, you're probably just thinking of two or three questions or sections that really tripped you up and you're kind of forgetting about, or like, you know, you're not thinking about the fact, okay, well, for some subjects, you have a 20% project got already. For the junior cert, you've already done some CBAs. For, you know, kind of things that contribute to your overall grade. And you kind of just like get yourself into this thought of like, I failed the whole thing based on like two or three bad questions at the end. Yeah. But in reality, but like smaller exams, this is what I'm kind of saying is like, you know, I've left like Christmas tests or tests, like class tests on certain topics. I've left them and I thought, well, no, that I failed for sure. Like there's no possible way. And it's kind of that thing of like, okay, well, now I can start now kind of knowing where I went wrong. The exam material is still fresh in my head. I go home. One thing you're not really meant to do is look at like the answers to your exam when you go home. It's something that I do. Like, even if you're not supposed to, I still do. Like, I have a quick look and see kind of like, say if there's something that's bothering me, like I couldn't think of it in the exam, I'll just double check it, make a note of it, because it's fresh in your head then. And then as you go on, you can know, like, they're not, that question isn't going to trip you up again. So it's definitely a learning curve. Like, did you find, Andy, like with your mocks, did you find them to be more of like a, you're going in the right direction, or you need to change direction because this isn't going well for you? Like both are important because they're kind of, people can become complacent either.
Yeah, I thought it was more of a check-in as to where I'm at. I also feel like, I don't know if you guys have this, but those people told me that they make like the mock papers harder than the actual leaving cert themselves. I don't know if that was something that was said to you. So then any, like if a maths exam was particularly hard, like I remember coming out of my mock maths thinking, well, that was absolutely horrific and like way harder than anything I've done before. I'm not going to be ready for the leaving cert, but I do think they do try to challenge you a bit more just so that you're ready for that. But yeah, it was definitely more of a check-in to see where I was at. Like, I feel like the most important study you'll do is after the mocks in those last 3 months, because that's what's going to be, you know, where you do your kind of short-term memory is, you know, working. So no matter what you get in the mocks, like I couldn't tell you what I got in the mocks. Don't remember at all. in any subject. I do remember what I got in the Leaving Cert, so it doesn't matter. You just have to work hard after the mocks, because that's the, like, 2-3 months that really do matter. So you can really do a lot of catch up in that. So it's just a check-in to see what do I need to improve on, and then you actually know where you need to work on.
And like the mocks, like you said, they kind of, they matter a lot until suddenly they don't. And like, you know, suddenly you get your grades back. Like, they are important. I've always said that, like, they are important, and they, like, you know, they teach you kind of exam technique, and they teach you a little bit about, like, you know,
time management,
the structure of the exam, your timing the exam. Yeah, like, it, kind of all the kind of, you know, more technical aspects of the exam. But in terms of actually the meaning of the results, they're completely meaningless, in the sense that you can completely change it. You can completely turn it around. You know, I don't know what the statistics are, but people often get like 100, sometimes even like 150, 200 more points in the real thing than in the mocks. Like, you're literally expected to know a standard of, well, you're not really expected, but you're expected, inverted commas, to know a standard of, a level of information that you're then expected to repeat 3 or 4 months later in the real thing. It's just not possible to get the grades that you think. No, I don't think anyone's ever went into the mocks and gotten the exact same grades that they have in the real thing. If you're listening to this and you have, then, like, fair play. But it's surely unusual. But I do think, like, I don't know if anyone's experienced this, but some people, I think, not me, because my mocks kind of did humble me a little bit. Not humble me, just kind of told me that I needed to, like, you know, get in gear and get things together and, you know, start, you know, making notes that I could actually read. But some people, they do very, very well in their mocks and then get a little bit complacent, or like feel like they, oh, I like had that mock in the bag, like I'll be fine now. Like, have either of you ever experienced that or heard of people experiencing that?
Well, I think it's easy to kind of get certain ideas in your head. Like, if things do go really well for you, like, you're less likely to think like, okay, I really need to, you know, focus on this one. I feel like with the Leaving Cert, I haven't heard of anyone really experiencing that, because I think, you know, especially if you do that well, like, you kind of want to keep up to that standard. Like, I did relatively well in my mocks, but I, you know, I think it was always a case of like, well, this is the real thing, so like, I want to keep motivated and stuff. But I think definitely, yeah, like, if there's something that you kind of can, like, you kind of tell yourself that you have it sorted and that you're good at it, and, you know, you don't need to worry about it, whatever, it is definitely more likely that you're going to just kind of fall into like a more comfortable place with that and not prioritize it as much. And I think sometimes that can kind of backfire. But
I think the thing that like stings the most with failure as well, or feeling disappointed in your exams, is when like you look around and your friends have done well. Like, you know, something that you, that's like the biggest thing, mm-hmm. I think.
But you also have the people coming out of the mocks going, you know, the people who are like always, we all know the people in our year who we think get the best results. Yeah, or that we all know the people who are like the smartest, and then they come out and go, God, I really tanked that. Oh, I really did awful, 95% or something stupid like that. So
yeah,
you'll come out of the mocks and you'll have these people who are like, that seems to be a thing with people who are extremely kind of, what's the right way to put this, academically inclined, that like if they do well, they always seem to think they've done really badly. And then you're like, well, if they did badly, then I must have done awful as well. Or if you thought you slightly did badly, it's something like other people definitely is a big thing can rub off on you. So keep your own self, don't compare yourself to anyone, because some people are just really good.
But also I think another thing on that is like, I remember coming out of my actual Leaving Cert and there were certain exams that I thought went like terribly for myself, and then I come out and people would be like, oh, that was such a good exam, like that went great, I was so happy with that. And that just made me feel like, oh my gosh, has this just gone completely, like, what happened here? And so I think just honestly, it's the most important thing to just focus on how it went for yourself and not like let other people's opinions affect you, because like it could be the complete other way around and you just don't know, because you put pressure on yourself, or because, I don't know, people get overconfident or people lack confidence in themselves. Like, it doesn't really say much about how the exam actually went. So I think just to kind of avoid listening to how other people found the exam is a good thing sometimes.
I could come out of an exam thinking that went really well for me, or I actually did quite well, that was quite a doable paper, but like for me what that means is that's like H2 or H3 in that subject. And then someone who's like thinking they did a terrible exam in that, that's like a H2 or a H3 for them, because they're used to getting a H1 maybe in that subject. So it's all
it's all like relative to the people that are sitting. It kind of goes back to what we were touching on at the start of like, this idea of comparison or comparing kind of your failure to somebody else's or your failure to something you've done in the past, or if you've improved in a subject, it can kind of feel a little bit of a setback to then get a grade that you probably would have gotten back before you improved. I know, like, when I started studying biology, I didn't find biology particularly easy at the very beginning, and then in the end it ended up being one of my favorite subjects. But like that, sometimes I do badly in like a class test and think, oh god, I'm going backwards, this is not good. And it kind of is that thing of stop comparing it to yourself as well as other people. Stop kind of, when you kind of get too in your head about like progressing and doing well in yourself, then when you have a slight setback, it can make you think that you've completely went like off the rails, when in reality, like, that isn't the reality at all.
Something like biology, some topics are going to be way easier to you than others. So it's really like, other people, I don't know, some of them topics, biology, I still never got my head around, and some of them you kind of just put your hand to and they're way easier than your brain, the way your brain works. Yeah, so it depends on what the same thing in maths, like you could be really good at algebra or terrible at geometry, that kind of thing. So
let's just hypothetically, Aaron, if you were given a mock paper now that you've just sat and you had failed it quite miserably, or at least gotten a grade that's much lower than the standard that you've kind of set for yourself, how would you go about kind of dealing with that? Like, as in, not in the sense of how to make yourself feel better, because I think we've already kind of touched on that, to kind of tell yourself, listen, like, it's grand, it's not the real thing, I can get better. But what kind of steps would you put into place straight away for yourself to kind of, I don't know, get yourself up to speed and make sure it doesn't happen again?
Well, I think, first of all, it's kind of unrealistic to say, like, you know, don't get yourself upset about it, don't be too bothered about it, because like, it's a normal thing to be upset and to be disappointed in yourself. I think, you know, it's a natural thing to like let yourself kind of like process it or whatever. I think it's important to note, first of all, like, obviously this is easier to say in hindsight, but like pretty much everyone goes up from their mocks. Like, I don't know anyone who's like done worse than like in the real thing than in their mocks. But like, I think honestly the most important thing is just kind of looking at where your kind of weaker areas were, and maybe putting plans in place to like spend more time studying a particular subject or like certain chapters. Like, I think the great thing about the mocks is that it's the time that you can make your mistakes, and you know, it doesn't really have, obviously it's disappointing, but like it doesn't make much of a difference in the long run. The only difference it makes is that you know yourself where you're actually going wrong, and you can do things to avoid that happening again. Yeah, I think just taking a look at where exactly you kind of lost the most marks, and just really drilling them for the next few months until the real evens are happens, is kind of the best way to go about it. And also remembering that like you still have maybe orals to do or things like that, and not letting yourself get too bogged down about like just the written exam, because for most subjects that's not the only thing that you do have to worry about.
I agree, and also to take into account, that's such a good point. A lot of people are disappointed sometimes with kind of subjects like history, geography, because it's very theory based. Well, it's entirely theory, mostly. And it's largely theory, theory based, as in it's an exam, a written exam, where you're writing down loads of information that you've spent months learning, but you actually haven't had as many months as you need. Sometimes you're not finished the curriculum, and then you're given a result, say if it's like 50%, you're not taking into account the fact that you've probably done very well in your project too, and that's going to improve that grade and take it up a bit. People completely disregard the fact that like they do have 20% in the bag, or 40% if it's a practical subject. When I say in the bag, obviously there is work involved in that too, but you know, it's certainly easier to get higher grades in something that you can spend time with and work on and ask your teacher about. But yeah, I agree. I think it's kind of, you're right, like not to completely like disregard the whole feeling sad about it, feel sad about it, but then also the main thing is to avoid having to feel very sad come like when it comes like August time. You know, you'll feel a lot worse if you didn't learn from the mistakes that you had made in your mock. This isn't just mocks, by the way. This actually is like any type of test. Like, I sometimes think that a Christmas test or a summer test can be a just as good of an indication of where you're at as a mock. I know in my fifth year, especially with like fifth year summer tests, I think fifth year summer tests, like they're the equivalent of the Leaving Cert, except just in fifth year, because it's everything you've learned so far. Like the Leaving Cert is a 2-year course, and you're being asked on one of them.
Better indicator, I'd say, because the mocks, like there's so much that you still haven't covered, yet you're expected to treat it as like a normal exam that you're ready for, which in reality you're not at all. Whereas those ones, like they're tailored to what you've actually learned.
That's a good point. That's a good point. But if you fail them, don't worry either. it is all about kind of the, like Andy touched on there, like the subjectivity of it all. Annie, what do you think about failing and doing badly and then trying to get back up on the horse afterwards, in academically, not just kind of in your head, like, as in, is that kind of, for you, would that be kind of an alarm bell to maybe get a bit more organized, to take better notes, to ask for more material from your teachers?
Yeah, definitely. So kind of what Aaron said about getting more organized and starting with the actual exam, like getting the mock paper back, finding exactly what it was that knocked you down, and then doing loads of kind of work on that area, and then trying to actually do the exam again. I think that's something that people should definitely do, and teachers in my school made us do that, was do the mock again, maybe like the week after, when you can actually look, use, and you can actually use, I don't know, study clicks or past papers or something like that to actually help you. Like, don't just do it as if you're doing the mock again, but actually make sure you're getting the right answer. How do I get there? That kind of thing. Making more lists, kind of really organizing what am I studying tonight, ticking things off, making yourself feel better like you're getting somewhere. Not as if, oh my goodness, I've just got 40-50%, I've got so much to do, where do I even start? Really get, really try and make a list, go, this is how I can get there. And yeah, just keep, like, after even 2 months, if you did the mock one, do it again. Do past papers, like a full past paper. Take a weekend where you go, I'm going to do a whole past paper this weekend and see if I can beat my mock score, see if I've improved in that kind of area. That's what I would say, because as we said, the mocks are harder, and they're just, you're going to get lower than you will.
That's great advice. I kind of forgot about that, like, you can essentially sit the mock whenever you want. You know, if you get an entire past paper and you do it start to finish, say a random year, 2015, 2016, some questions that you haven't seen before, and you just sit the mock paper start to finish in an environment similar to the exam, set yourself the exact same length of time. Obviously, don't bring in your notes, don't bring in your phone, you've just sat a mock exam. And you know, then using marking schemes, which StudyClicks have all of them, it literally couldn't be easier for you to then check out and grade yourself based on the marking scheme. You've done another mock. You could do 10 mocks for all you, for what you want. So, like, it kind of, that is great advice, I think, Andy, like, the kind of resit that mock that you've just sat, get the paper and redo it again, and then going on from that, kind of sit as many mocks or mock exams as you need, because that's really all they are. They're literally just, you know, a fake version of the Leaving Cert, and any past paper from start to finish will do the same thing that a mock has for you, but in, like, the comfort of your own home, you can go at your own pace when you're correcting it and make note of all the problems that you've kind of encountered while doing it.
And that can be a huge confidence booster as well, if you did that and did way better than what you had done, to then see, okay, so I've actually made progress. Or, you know, the more you do, the better you're just going to get at it. So, yeah, definitely do that, I would say.
Because your mock might have just been an awful paper. Sometimes, like, you know, the things that you really don't want to come up will come up, And you only do one of them.
And there's more pressure kind of sitting in the hall with everyone and everything. It just can get to people on the day, like, and it's the first time they do that. So once you can prove to yourself, okay, I've actually sat there for 2 hours, I've done it, now I can do it again, try and put myself in a similar situation, but do better.
I think that we've kind of touched on some really great kind of advice and just generally anecdotes about our own kind of experiences there with, like, failing and feeling disappointed after exams, and I really hope that has helped anybody who has maybe just sat a mock and feel like they've failed, or know that they've failed, or, you know, just kind of know that it hasn't went well for them. So I really hope that was helpful, and don't forget to use the €10 discount code podcast10, and we'll see you next time. Hey, that was cheery. I liked that one.